اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. So I hope that everybody knows this hadith, right? How many people they have heard this hadith before? So we have quite a few those who know that hadith. So we can repeat. Those who do not know, let us repeat. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima. The meaning of that, seeking the knowledge is a duty for every male Muslim and female Muslima. So when it is duty, then we need to see that what is the knowledge that is being said. It's duty to seek the knowledge. So there are various types of sciences. We have medical science, right? We have judiciary, for example. We have political science, right? We have religious sciences. So there can be certain types of these sciences in this world. What is that? It's been said, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima. It's duty. When it becomes duty, then we need to know that what is duty. One of the things that our great scholar Sheikh Jafar Tusi, marhum Ridwanullah Ta'ala Ali, Qaddasallahu Nafsahu Zakiyya, has addressed in this book of Adabul Mutaallimeen, Manners for the Students. Very interesting secret of this hadith, that he says that the meaning of ilm over here, it means ilmul hal. That means knowledge of the present time. So what it means, knowledge of present time? Knowledge of present time, that means that the knowledge that is the most needed at the present time. In every age, there is a knowledge or there is a science that can be the most needed science. That becomes duty. So it depends that, you know, we need to little bit think about. Sometimes everybody likes to go in medical field. Everybody likes to be attorney, for example, right? People, they look at something that can be good business. They don't look at something what it's needed at the time. They look at that one thing that becomes popular. Everybody starts moving that side of the science. They don't like to choose according to the need. What Prophet wanted to say, talabul ilm farida for every Muslim and Muslima, it's that they have to start thinking, analyzing that what is the most important need at the time. If really we have shortage of the doctors, then we need to be doctor. If we have shortage of lawyers, then we need attorneys. If we have shortage in technology, IT, for example, then we need to go to that field. If we have shortage of scholars, for example, then we need to go to that field. We need to see that according to this time what it's the most needed. Then he says that what it's most needed, then it has to take us towards another world. Because ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This world is a step forward. It is a field that it takes us to the other world. A science that can take us and be a bridge that can take us to the other world. So these are two important pillars when it's been said talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim muslima, that means the science that is the most needed of the time, and a science that can also help us that we can move forward towards our final objective, and we can realize our objectives, and we can reach the other world. That science, it becomes wajib for us, and it becomes a duty for mu'mineen that they have to seek for the knowledge. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of the sciences that He has provided us, and may Allah give us opportunity we can complete our duties regarding the sciences of Islam, and may Allah keep us the people, those who can preserve the Islamic sciences, and those who can spread the Islamic sciences in the world. Please say salawat all together.